Hi everyone. Like we mentioned yesterday, tomorrow is the beginning of Lent, and what we'll be doing is we'll be memorizing scripture together. Now we'll still be doing these recorded devotions, which we can't memorize scripture together, but we'll still be doing a short devotional for each verse that we cover. So if you're only joining us on the recorded devotions, we still want to encourage you to take some time to memorize the scripture because we want to go deeper into it. And to kind of prepare ourselves to go into the season of Lent, yesterday and today, we are covering passages that tell us about the Word of God, that talk about the importance of it, like the joy and the goodness of it. And so today we'll be reading from Psalm 119, from verses 9 through 16. So let me read that for us. Again, Psalm 119, starting from verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. So Psalm 119, as many of us know, it's the longest chapter in the Bible. It's 176 verses. It would take a long time to read all of it. Now, in some ways, it would be great to do a devotional on this entire psalm because there are actually so much packed into it, but that might take a few hours, if not like a day or something. So we're not doing that, but we're only doing one part of this psalm. Now, just so you know, the psalm is what they call an acrostic, right? An acrostic poem, I guess. There's like 22 stanzas in it, and each stanza begins with if they're labeled, if you see it in your Bible, as different as a letters, right? Because each stanza begins with a Hebrew, a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's all in order, right? So each stanza begins with that Hebrew letter, right, from their alphabet. And so this part of the psalm is Beth, the second letter in the Hebrew alphabet. That's just so you know. But anyways, when we look at this part of Psalm 119, it actually reflects a lot of the entire psalm, right? One of the first things you notice when you read this passage is the like earnestness, the joy that the psalmist has towards the Word of God. And if you just kind of look at a lot of the verbs in this passage, the psalmist here, the writer here, wants to be connected to God's word. He talks about storing it, seeking God through it, wanting to be taught it. He's like dealing in it. He's delighting in it. He's meditating on it, fixing his eyes on it. And he also says on the other end, don't let me forget it. Don't let me wander from it, right? He really wants to be connected to this word of God. Why is that? Why is this connection so important to him? He mentions here he wants purity. That's at the beginning of this part. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word, right? He stored up, verse 11, God's word in his heart that he might not sin against God. The psalmist wants to be pure. That's why the word is so important to him. Now, when we think of like sin and purity, we actually tend to think of it often in like a legal kind of way, which is okay, right? So it's like we think of it like, oh, if I sin, I'm breaking rules, I'm breaking a law. And that is true in a sense. But I think in this passage, we get a deeper picture that is kind of more relational. The psalmist wants to be connected to God's word because he doesn't want to sin. But he doesn't want to sin because he wants to be connected to God himself. There's a bit of a nuance, a difference there. It's not just about like, oh, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to break the rules and get in trouble. But he's like, no, like I don't want to wander from this because I don't want to be disconnected from God. I want to know God himself. And one thing you notice here in the language when he talks about the word, there's a lot of different words used to describe the Bible or scripture or God's word. But every time the psalmist says it's not the word, the commandments, the precepts, the ways. Says your word, your commandments, God, your precepts, your ways. the writer here wants to be connected to God because of relationship. He wants this word of God because he wants to be in relationship with his Father in heaven. And the simple point here for us is that the deeper we are in God's word, the closer we are to God. And now when I say deeper here, it's not about knowledge. Knowledge is good. It's not just about memorization even, which we're about to do, although memorization is good. The words he uses is meditate, right? Delighting in God, finding joy in this word. And it's not a joy of like, wow, this word is so cool in and of itself. But this word is delightful. We meditate on it because as we do that, we draw near to God. And so this is what we need to do. And this is why, again, what we're doing starting tomorrow as Lent begins. We want to meditate, reflect on, chew on, delight in God's word. Not because we can say, oh, I memorized X number of verses, or oh, I know all this and this about God's word. Although those are good things. But as we delight, meditate, reflect, we draw near to God. We're closer to him. We fix our eyes deeper upon God himself. Let's pray as we go through this Lent season. We draw nearer to him and discover more of his love in our lives. Now, let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for this season where we can delight, we can feast and go deeper into your word. And I pray that we will just be so joyful as we go into it in this Lent season. Bless our church, Lord. Bless us. And use your word to stir in our hearts, to draw us nearer to you. We thank you, God. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.